Brittany, good morning. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Now, obviously, DIY means do it yourself. Mm-hmm. But in this case, we're talking about do-it-yourself music in terms of performance spaces.
Yeah, you know, the DIY music scene has been around for a while, and I think, like, after the whole punk rock thing really took off in the U.S., at least, in the 80s, there was, like, the hardcore music scene, and a lot of their movement was kind of revolved around the do-it-yourself thing, as far as we make our own band flyers, we book our own shows, we make our own t-shirts, we don't want to listen to any record labels, we don't want to listen to all these people telling us what to do, we want to do our own thing, be alternative. So then, naturally, that kind of created DIY spaces. We're going to open up a venue where people don't have to go through all the nonsense of trying to get their band to play a show to their local community.
How do people hear about this? If it's underground, how does the word spread?
Flyers are still a thing. People hand make flyers and go copy them on a copy machine and hang them up around. Facebook has been huge for that because there are groups on Facebook where it's like Akron DIY music scene group. So in a way, I guess it kind of attracts more of a younger crowd, like people who are on social media constantly.
Are there any of these bands that do get a little popular?
Yeah, I would say like some of the veteran musicians who've been playing for a long time who have connections outside of Akron or even in Akron, they have connections with, you know, whether it's a venue owner or just kind of an Akron celebrity or something like that. Like Time Cat, I think, is a good example. They open for the Pretenders, but Pretenders still has the Akron connection, but that's huge. And, you know, then they went on to play this festival, and through making connections and just playing a lot, they start to attract certain people in the audience or just build a following that makes people notice them.
What does this mean for the local music scene if it's largely underground?
I think people are paying more attention to Akron now because of these DIY spaces, because there's so many, and there's some that have closed, some that are opening, some that are like on hiatus, but will open again.
One of these spaces that some people might have heard of is Hive Mind. As somebody like myself who goes to a lot of shows, I'm looking up, okay, well, how do I get tickets for this place called Hive Mind? And it's not, it's just a space.
Right. They do a lot of promotion on Facebook. A lot of the bands make flyers, and they also bring in bands from other cities and other states, so they're promoting within their communities. So I think that's cool, and they often have like four or five bands playing a show, so it's not like you're just going to see this one band. There's so many different people, so many different types of people at the show. And I think the fact that it's a safe space is attractive to a lot of people because they're like, I know I'm not going to get harassed or bullied or whatever at this show.
And that's on Exchange Street in Akron.
Yep.
What's the downside to this? I mean, are there any safety issues with bands in homes just throwing concerts and in these kind of spaces that are just abandoned warehouses? I mean, can this be dangerous?
Yeah, there was, you know, that fire in that one DIY space and
in Oakland, California recently.
Yeah, that was a huge issue. And I think that either scared some of these DIY space owners or just made them rethink some things. They're like, we need to get organized and responsible and make sure everything we have is up to code. You know, fire safety, I think, is a big one. A lot of people are becoming more conscious of what they need to do to make sure it's safe.
Nonetheless, Akron's DIY underground music scene is very vibrant.
Yeah, there are so many spaces. There's some that I've never even heard of, and I've seen a flyer, like, what is that?
Yeah.
And then I look it up, and if you look on their Facebook page, it's just like a picture of a house. Huh. And it's like music venue underneath. I was like, oh, that's cool. There's that house down the street that's a music venue now.
And you got to dig around a little bit to find out where these are.
Yeah, I'd say so. But I think that's kind of the fun part about it. And also that's definitely the DIY part about it. People are doing it themselves, finding it themselves. It's kind of like underground in a way, but I think the community is getting so much bigger that so many people know about it just through talking to people and meeting people who are either musicians or artists or running these venues.
Brittany, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.